From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm clean-shaven Jack.
And welcome to...
What's so funny?
The Friday morning edition of... The Lost Podcast, because I think we've recorded about 30 of these intros.
Yes.
Another excellent episode of Lost.
Yep. Jack was looking quite dapper.
If that's what you want to call it.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. And we have a lot of stuff.
You don't think he was looking dapper?
I'm just saying, you know, I think we had another...
From where we've seen Jack from last season.
Well, yeah, it's like the first time we ever seen him clean shaven, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not.
I mean, like that clean shaven, I guess it seemed.
You think it was computer animated?
Computer animated clean shavenness? Sure.
I'm just curious.
All right. So we have a last recap to get into.
Makeup.
To talk about this episode. Very interesting episode. Didn't seem to have the same punch as last week's episode or the week before.
It had a cool twist at the end.
It did have a cool
twist. Even though I had called it right from the beginning.
And a good storyline overall. And I say. We're going to have a fun time recapping this one.
I think so.
Also, we have some questions answered for the season 4
contest. I believe two of them.
We have some listener feedback about today's episode.
We have a great crackpot theory.
Oh, is that by you?
Yeah.
All right. And we also have a new news segment with John Laconis. Laconis, a.k.a. Doc Arts.
All right.
But before we get into anything today, if you'd like to buy a Jay and Jack t-shirt and or hoodie, you can click the link right now in the AAC feed or check out jayandjack.com and click the link to shopsamandnate.com for the Jay and Jack store. Also, if you'd like to help us out with our advertising endeavors, you can click the link right now in the AAC feed for the Wizard Media Survey, or you can check out jayandjack.com and click the little button there on the sidebar as well.
Yes.
All right.
Come do it.
So, Jack, are you ready for Lost Recap?
I am so ready.
Here we go.
Last recap. Last recap. Last recap.
All right, it's last recap time. We had a new episode called Eggtown.
Eggtown.
Won't you take me to
Eggtown?
That was bad.
This episode starts out with the eyes opening on John Locke, and he starts to make a looks like a delicious breakfast.
Oh, wasn't he looking at swing sets first?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I thought he was looking at the swing sets first.
Okay, yeah.
Well, he's looking at the kids. Well, the kids making too much noise, so he banished them to the other side of the island. It is John's island now.
Uh-huh. Well, I think the kids are with, you know, the others that are wherever they went to.
I think John just doesn't like kids.
Wow. So you think he's like, you know, the Grinch or something?
I think he's one of those guys on the block that hates kids. And
he's like,
get away from my house.
Give me that dodgeball.
It's my swing set. Get away from it.
But he's making a breakfast. He gets a book, and he goes down to the cells that we were oh so familiar with last season.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that he has Ben in one of the
cells.
Didn't
that seem like season 2 Locke?
It did, a little bit. He wants answers out of Ben. He wants to know about the boat people. And Ben just starts picking right out, and he says, here we are once again, except you're more lost than you ever were.
Ben just... He just owns Locke.
Yeah, he
owns
does. Him. And Locke goes, you know.
Ben might be in handcuffs and yeah. Locked up in the dungeon.
Well, see, Ben's power is his voice.
Yep.
But yeah, Locke says, you know, I know what you're doing. I'm not going to let you do this to me. Then he takes his breakfast, walks out, but then he slams up the breakfast
work.
Up against the wall.
That's your hero.
But see, the thing is, though,
that's,
is
that's
if,
your boy.
If Locke was smart, he would know that he's Ben's going to hear him throwing his breakfast against
Locke,
the wall.
Locke pretends.
And then Ben will know that. You know, that but he's doing that to
Locke
him.
Locke pretends to be this guy he's not.
Yeah.
He's weak.
He is. Well, he has a lot of issues, you know.
He has a lot of issues, and he can't control. He has an anger management. He can't control his temper, mm-hmm. and he Ben gets the best of him. He should have let him
eat.
Finish the breakfast. Walk out.
Let him eat.
Yeah.
We then go to Kate Claire on the deck of their, you know, nice little new house.
Yeah.
And Sawyer comes up, and he says, I smell coffee.
Yeah.
There goes. Let me get you a cup.
Thank you. Is that what he said? I don't know. I was just playing along.
Then,
is it Folgers?
I don't know. It's probably Dharma coffee.
Dharma coffee.
So it's laced with something. I don't even want to know. But then Kate and Sawyer have a little convo, and he's like, you know, I got some clothes for you in my little bungalow.
We forgot something. There was a key line going back to the Ben.
Okay, go ahead.
He said, about the book. He says, oh, I already read it. He goes, maybe you'll catch something the second time around.
Mm-hmm. Was that a nice shout out to the Lost fans out there?
I think so.
But Sawyer says, you know, I got some clothes I thought might fit you in my place. And she goes, I'm not moving in with you. So why'd you come back? Are you like a spy or something? She's like, yeah. No.
Are you spying for Jack?
Yeah. And so, you know, why are you here? And Kate won't tell him. And, you know, so he's like, whatever. And then you go. You know, Kate seems to be bugging me. I'm not really liking Kate.
You're not liking Kate here?
I'm not, actually. After that, I'm not really liking Kate that much.
Really?
Yeah.
You still like Locke, though?
I still like Locke, but I'm not really liking Kate this episode. I'm sorry.
I think Locke was a bigger jerk than Kate. I thought Kate was kind of a jerk.
Kate was kind of a jerk. Locke seems to be, like, on a mission. Like, he thinks he's doing what's best for the island, but Kate seems to be a jerk just for her own
Locke does what's best for Locke. Locke is a self...
I think Locke's doing it for the island, though.
I think Locke has a lot of his dad in him. His dad was a selfish guy.
I don't think Locke's selfish, though. He really wants to do it for the island. He's, you know, he said he's a
protector. But he always has to do it his way.
Well, that's the only way he knows how, you know.
Well.
But then we go to Kate's flash forward. But one of the lawyer's face was a little blurry. It looked like the marshal.
The marshal.
And it looked like him a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Actually, that's the guy from Big Love.
But he said, you know, are you ready? And she's like, okay. She wanted to go in the back door. He says, no, you got to go to the front door. Show that you're strong. And then Kate goes out of this limousine.
You can't run. Yeah. You can't run and hide, Kate.
But yeah, then there's tons of paparazzi, everything, you know, yelling Kate's name. So we know for sure now that she's one of the Oceanic Six. And
yes.
She's in the public
view. At least we think so.
Yeah. And then we go to Kate on trial. The judge names a list of things that she's, you know, being tried for, including murder.
I think they're
first
just being,
degree.
It was Kate. I think they're just being petty.
Really?
Come on. You kill somebody. Come on.
She pleads not guilty. And the prosecution, you know, remands, says, you know, she can't leave. She needs to be put into custody.
Yes.
Until the trial's
over. And then we see Kate back in handcuffs.
Yeah. So, and cut to Lost.
Yes.
Pretty interesting.
I thought so.
Yeah. And then we cut to commercial break. We come back to Sun and Jin. Jin is like pointing places out on a map. Albuquerque.
Point me in the direction of Albuquerque. Little.
We took a left turn at Albuquerque.
Partridge Family song.
I don't know that one. Because I'm not lame. Jin's, you know, picking places in America. And Sun's like, what about, you know, Seoul, you know?
He wants to live in Korea.
Yeah, she goes,
to raise my baby.
Yeah, raise my baby home.
And then,
home.
And then Jin goes, hold on a second. Isn't it our baby? And Sun goes, who's that behind me?
I guarantee.
You think what you want.
Jack and Co. come back to explain the situation. And Sun points out, where's Kate? And Kate stayed with Locke.
And you see Jack's face kind of...
Yeah, it kind of hurts him a little bit.
A little dig.
Yeah. We then go back to Kate. She goes to Locke's house. Kate wants to talk to Miles. And Locke says, no.
No, I'm a dictator. If I was a dictator, I'd just shoot you.
Well, yeah. He goes, you know, you may think how Jack runs things is a democracy, but it's not a democracy. And she goes, what's this, make it a dictatorship?
So is he trying to become Ben because Ben didn't run a democracy?
No. But I think it's just like he thinks this is how it needs to be done. He thinks he's the caretaker of the island.
You know. He's just a jerk.
But then Kate goes and finds Hurley because Hurley's taking food to Miles, and Kate Scooby-Doo's Hurley and to find out where Miles is. And he says, oh, man.
Did you feel bad for Hurley there?
Let him go. Yeah, I did.
Because last week...
People are getting upset with Hurley. I'm not upset about...
People hated her. People hated Hurley last week.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at him or anything.
No, but this week you kind of felt, oh, that's poor Hurley.
I think the problem is that people are like picking sides. They're like picking Jack's side as the good side. So now they think whoever is on Locke's side is on the bad side. But
well,
I think
Hurley did dupe him. I mean, he just...
Yeah, but...
But I think he's afraid of Locke.
That and... Yeah, I mean... It's just it's like, I think both sides are kind of, they have their good points and their bad points, you know? So I don't really think there's like a good or bad side, which makes it really interesting.
Okay.
For the story anyway. Then Kate goes and finds Miles in the, boathouse?
It was a boathouse.
And Kate asks him if she knows who she is. And he says, I'll tell you all you want to know, but I want a minute of Ben's time.
Right. Because Miles was right where he wanted to be.
Exactly.
All tied up in a boathouse. It's right where he wanted to be.
It's where I want to be, really. I mean, that's my vacation time.
It's great enough just to be at the boathouse, be all tied up like that.
Yeah.
That's just gravy.
Yeah. We then go back to the flash forward. It's Kate and her lawyer discussing, you know, what they're going to do. And he says, you know, I think we need to bring him into this case, make it a character.
I says, what are they doing? Why are they bringing him? Who?
Yeah. And she goes, no, no, you're not going to do this. Blah, blah, blah. And he keeps trying to do it. And he says, no, you're not using my son.
My son. Ooh.
Which is something that a lot of people were thinking.
Right.
We then go back out of the flash forward to the beach. And Jack is trying to contact the boat with his phone.
Mm-hmm.
And son comes and questions him. He says, you know, what's going on? And Jack's trying to, you know, keep the peace, saying, oh, everything's fine. Everything's going
cool,
okay.
Man.
And then she goes, fine. Oh, yeah? You know, are these people really who they say they are? Is Locke right? And he goes, no, Locke's crazy.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, well, then why did Kate stay?
Oh,
ooh,
man.
Burn. But that's a logical question for somebody.
And son was like digging at it.
Yeah, she was. And you know that hurt. It's like a jab.
Jack just looked at her like, come on, I'm Jack.
Come on, you like me.
Yeah.
Then go to Claire and Kate doing laundry. And Aaron starts to cry. And then Claire says to Kate, you know, can you pick him up for me? And Kate wants, is like, backing up him like the plague.
I think he needs his diaper change. He ain't smelling right. No.
So then Claire says, fine, I'll do it, and picks him up, and then he stops crying, and Kate says, oh, you're so good with him. And Claire goes, well, I never thought anybody would be thinking that about me as a mother.
Right.
And she goes, Kate, you know, you should try it sometime.
Yeah.
I may just take your kid.
Yeah.
Try it with him.
What do you think of that?
We then go back to the flash forward to Kate's trial, and They're at the court's adjourned, or not adjourned. What's the court's in session? I'm
in
sorry.
In session, yes.
And the lawyer
adjourned would mean it was leaving. They were leaving.
The lawyer says, you know, don't fire me.
Yeah.
But we got killed in the opening.
Yeah.
So then he calls Dr. Jack Shepard.
Yes.
As a character witness.
And of course, the DA objects.
Yes. What relevance does this have to the story? But
we're like, hey, be quiet. We want to know what's going on. So
exactly.
Just be sit down and be quiet.
For a second. Jack then sits down, and he asks him about, you know, how did he get to know Kate? And he tells a different story of the crash.
Uh-huh.
He said only 8 survived. Only they landed in water.
In an island in the South Pacific.
Yeah, and Jack was hurt, and Kate took him out, gave first aid, helped everybody, and helped everyone survive.
She did give him first aid.
Yeah.
So he's not lying there.
So much, but he basically saying that Kate was kind of the hero. So pretty much Kate was the Jack.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Now, originally, wasn't Kate supposed to be
Like the hero?
The hero in the
beginning. Yeah, and Jack was supposed to die,
right?
In the pilot. But as he keeps on going with his story, Kate tells him to stop because why should we get all the answers?
You think that's why they did that?
No, of course. I mean, you don't want it at all. But
Marshall died in the crash.
Yeah, Marshall died in the crash. So he kind of the story was skewed a bit, and I think it's funny that only 8 survived. Yes. That must mean he says 2 died.
Do you know what? 8 is one of the numbers.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, if you add up all the numbers, it goes to 108.
You're making that up.
Nope. The defense says, you know, okay, that's all I have for him. Anyway, but then the prosecution says, has just one question for Jack. And he says, do you love the defendant? And he says,
No, not anymore. Dun, dun, dun.
The Jader fans are crying.
Yeah.
We then go to Sawyer and Hurley. Hurley's trying to pick out movies to watch, and he picks Xanadu.
Who wouldn't want to watch classic. Xanadu? Olivia Newton-John.
You can't go wrong.
No.
Then Kate comes
and once you
to
have that song in your head,
Xanadu.
It's been in my head the whole time.
Yeah, it is kind of annoyingly awful. Kate comes up to the house, and she needs to talk to Sawyer. Hurley gives him a good old wink. Did you notice Hurley's like mutton chops?
Yeah.
Those things were like bad. Bad in a good way.
Is
awesome.
That what you're trying
Sick.
To grow there?
I wish I could grow mutton chops, but I'm just too patchy.
No.
Sawyer offers Kate a nice box of Dharma wine.
Dharma red wine. Good for any evening.
But then Sawyer says, all right, what do you want? I know you're not here for me, so why don't you just be nice about it and tell me what you want me for, to use me for.
Go ahead and use me again.
Yeah, she wants to use Sawyer to bust out Ben.
Right.
Got the commercial break. We come back, Sawyer goes to Locke's house, play a game of backgammon. And Locke, looking very weak, asks him, you know, what are the people thinking? You know, do they think I'm crazy, yada, yada.
And they should have asked me.
And what would you have said?
He's great. He's nuts. He's lost it.
Yeah, but then Sawyer says, they're sheep.
Well, they're afraid of Locke, too.
Yeah. Well, Locke seems to be on this, you know, war path.
Well, you know what? It's funny is these people went with them to be safe, not to be killed by these people coming on the boat, and now they're worried about being killed by Locke.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I don't know if they're worried about being killed
by
Locke.
I think they are. Make a stand. Say, hey,
Yeah, well, I think most of them wouldn't, but I know Sawyer would. You know, I think Sawyer wouldn't take his crap.
No. Well, he seemed a little afraid of him, too, though.
But he said, you know, it's a great thing about sheep.
Yeah.
They're going to follow you. Except for, and then he says, you know, Kate. Kate wants to bust out Ben. Then Locke, he says, you know, Kate talked to Miles. And he says, how'd you know? He says, oh, you know, he's in the boathouse. And then he says, if you ever want to, not a secret to get out, don't let
Hugo knows it. Yeah. If Hugo knows, everyone knows.
Yeah, exactly. So then Sawyer and Locke go to Miles. But then once they get to the boathouse, see, Miles isn't there. And as now, you can tell, Sawyer duped.
Now, going back to Locke.
Yeah.
Why would you trust Sawyer? He likes Kate.
I know. It was a bad move on Locke's part.
He doesn't think.
Locke was season 2 Locke in this episode.
Definitely season 2 Locke. Yeah. My first thought would have been, I would have gone to Ben.
Yeah.
Why would?
Well, without Jacob, Locke's confidence is kind of gone right now. Yeah. I think when he couldn't find the house.
Just you just have to think. Okay. Yeah. You got Kate wants to see Ben, or he wants to see Miles.
Yeah.
And here's Sawyer who loves Kate.
Mm-hmm.
And Locke knows it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, it shows you that who's Locke really is lost right
now. Sawyer?
Yeah.
Exactly. I wouldn't be following Locke.
But then,
actually, both leaders are kind of...
Yeah,
Jack
kind
and
of
Locke
faltering
are both
right
kind of
now.
Locke, yeah.
We then go to Kate, who actually took Miles out and takes him to Ben. And she lets him talk. And Miles kind of wants privacy, but Kate won't let him have it. So then Miles asks, do you know who I am? Do you know who I work for?
Yeah.
And he says, I can tell him I found you. Or I can tell him, you know, that you're dead or whatever. And I can do this for $3.2 million.
And I'm like, Ben, why 3.2?
Yeah, what's the significance of that number?
3.4.
Yeah. And so
it's got to mean something.
Yeah, it has to mean something.
But I'm not doing the math. Someone out there can do the math. Yeah, figure it out and send us an email.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
So, yes, for $3.2 million. And Ben's like, you know, and he gives him 3 days. And he says, you know, in my situation right now,
I'm a little tied up.
Yeah. So you can give me a week. And then he says, fine. And then Kate says, time's up, pulls him out. And she says, you know, who am I? You know, do you know who I am? And he says,
you think he might offer Sawyer money to get him out?
I think he would. If he was smart, he would, I think.
Yeah. I think eventually Sawyer will go down there to feed him or something like that.
Yeah.
And Sawyer, he'll con Sawyer into
definitely
getting him out.
But he says, you know, yes, we know you, Kate Austin. We picked up your name when you called in. We know you and everybody else on the manifest. And if I were you, I'd stay right here. For all we know, you could have died.
Right.
Kate seems to not have really much to do anything with it. She starts taking Miles back, and Locke and Sawyer get back. Locke is obviously upset. Kate tries to, you know, smooth over situation. He says, get back to your room, Kate.
Yep.
He's a little upset.
He's got an attitude.
Yeah. We then go to Kate, who is chilling out in her bungalow, listening to some Patsy Cline once again.
Right.
And Claire comes out and she says, oh, I know it's tough to sleep on beds again, isn't it? Because I'm sorry, did I wake Aaron? It's like, no, he can sleep. He can sleep through this island. He's born on this island. He can sleep through anything.
He can sleep through anything.
And then Locke comes over and he asks,
well, you know what killed me about that?
What?
He didn't even knock on. He just opened up the door and walked in.
You know, he's the sheriff in town.
Even the sheriff has to knock on the door.
Well, then he's a dictator.
Okay, he is a dictator.
But then he asks Claire if he can talk to Kate alone. And Locke says, I don't care what you did, why you did it. Just tell me what Miles said. And she told him, you know, exactly, you know, about
and she didn't lie.
To bribe him. Yeah. And then after she told him what was up, Locke said, you're not welcome here anymore.
I want you out by sundown.
I want you out by morning.
I thought it was sundown.
No, it's morning.
Sundown sounds a little more dramatic, though.
Sundown sounds a little more like a spaghetti western.
Yeah. I think they should go back and change that line.
Okay.
It's a little too late now. It's already out. I like mine a little better.
Okay.
I want you out by sundown.
We then go back to the flash forward. The lawyer brings in Kate's mom.
Yes, Annie from the
island.
She's
still alive. Not Annie, Diane. But she's still alive in a wheelchair. And she asks Kate, you know, if she was a hero, if what Dr. Shepherd said was true. And she says, you know, it all changed when I thought you were dead. The doctors gave me 6 months to live for the last 4 years.
4 years.
I don't know how much time left.
4 years.
I don't want to testify against you. He goes, well, then don't. He says, I want to see my grandson. And Kate's like, psh, get out of here.
Is that what she said?
Maybe not like that, but she didn't want to have anything to do with her.
Are you trying to make a deal with me?
Yeah. So then she kicks out her mother.
Yeah.
In lovely fashion. We then go to Sawyer reading a book, and Kate sneaks into Sawyer's room. And she says, you know, Locke kicked me out. He banished me. And so I was like, what? He says, stay here. I'll keep you safe. And a nice makeout session.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, it was. Your smile there was just like, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Yep.
Okay. We then go
They seem to be enjoying themselves.
Yes. We then go to Dan and Charlotte. They're picking out cards. Well, yeah, there's three cards on the tree log. Uh-huh. And Miles is able to actually pick out two out of three.
Yes.
And Charlotte's was impressed, but Dan doesn't even seem to care about it.
He was upset that he
couldn't
get
a three. Isn't good enough.
No, it's only batting 667.
About him.
I'm starting to like Dan.
Yeah, Dan's a cool guy. Dan McFly's cool.
Yeah.
We then go, Jack comes up and he says he wants to talk to the people on the boat. Isn't there some other line? I've been trying to call all day. And so then he gets Charlotte to call on the emergency line.
Well, see Juliet's face? You know, she hands her the phone.
Yeah.
It was like, well, if you knew the whole time they're trying to get a hold of him. Why do they wait around?
I don't know.
I would have been up to with a gun to their head.
So Charlotte gets a hold of Regina, and we find out that one day later, after the helicopter left, she said that the helicopter isn't there. She thought it was still on the island.
Hmm.
So what does that mean?
I think Saeed has commandeered the helicopter.
Really? I think that Regina is like taking control of something, or she has them all hostage or something like that.
Still not trusting Saeed.
I don't know. It's just some, I mean, I don't think, or maybe it's just like some kind of time warp thing that they went through. That you go
more,
through right
more
on the
than
right
likely
pairing.
That's what it is.
Yeah, but I could see maybe something like something isn't so right over there right now. She's like lying. Maybe she's held at gunpoint or something. Or it could be when they went back through whatever they had to go back through, the time change happened again.
More
like
likely,
the 31
that's
minutes
what
on
it is.
The,
but
the timer.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Season 5.
Then go to commercial break. We come back out of that. We go to Miles and Locke. Locke comes in and he shoves a grenade down his mouth.
One way to shut Miles up.
Just put a why
did they
live
wait,
grenade in his
why
mouth.
Why did they wait so long?
That's one crappy way to die, though. Blowing your jaw up.
Well, I guess you really wouldn't feel it, though. You'd like,
you'd feel it for an instant, wouldn't you?
I don't think it'd matter.
So then Locke says, I'm sorry, last time I was here, I didn't introduce myself. My name is John Locke.
Here's
and
breakfast.
I'm the protector of this island.
Yeah.
So there you go. Now you know why he's so whatever.
Doesn't make him right.
And he says, you know, I'm starting to punish people now if they don't listen to my rules. And he says, enjoy your breakfast. Pretty soon, in a short amount of time, I'm going to come back here and you're going to tell me who the people are.
Maybe John thought
like
I was a
that.
Little pineapple. Maybe he made a mistake.
But I think it's a bold move by Mr. Locke to find out what he needs to find out. Very,
How long can you hold a grenade in your mouth?
I mean, I don't know.
Your hands are tied up in the air like that. You're kind of dangling from a.
Yeah.
From
I don't
the
know.
There.
I don't know. I don't know how like your muscles can hold. I don't know like their strength and how long they can endure.
I don't know how long. I guess if you had to, you could hold as long as you could.
Yeah. We then go back to Kate and Sawyer. They're sleeping together in the bed. They wake up and, you know, so they start to kiss and yada yada. And then Sawyer kind of wants to do it. Yeah. So I guess we find out that they didn't actually do it.
Right.
So Kate says she wants to take it slow.
Yeah.
And Sawyer goes, oh, is it because you're pregnant? Is that why you're so worried?
Yeah.
And she goes, there's nothing. I'm not worried. I'm not pregnant. And then Sawyer celebrates like, woohoo. All yes. right. I didn't knock her up. Yeah.
And he goes, whoops.
And then Kate gets upset. She goes, wouldn't it have been that terrible? And he says, yeah.
We both don't want. You know what Sawyer should have said, though?
Yeah.
It was, so he said, well, you know
he didn't
what?
Play it right.
You know, if you have a baby on this island,
you could die.
You could die.
Yeah.
That's all he had to say and get out of it. And say, yeah. I was just happy for you.
Yeah.
And as a con man, and Sawyer's always thinking.
But I think with Sawyer, he's really open to Kate because he's very much, I think he is in love with Kate.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have that con man. Persona with her because
well, he's not
true to her.
He's not married yet, so he doesn't know how to do the be quick on his feet.
We are not condoning that, people. Jack is just saying something.
I'm just stating the obvious.
Yeah. So then Kate gets upset. She starts leaving, and Sawyer says, "Oh, that's fine. You had to pick out something to fight and leave. But it's going to be 2 weeks, and then you're going to get mad at Jack, and you're going to come back to me and get slapped."
Yeah.
But he made an honest point.
He was right.
Because Kate's kind of really playing around with yeah. Sawyer's heart and kind of Jack's heart.
Right. She can't make up her mind, what she
yeah.
wants.
And that's why I'm kind of like not on good terms with Kate right now.
Now, do you
it's
think...
Like, just pick somebody, all right? Stop playing with their hearts.
I never thought Kate would want to leave the island. Now,
yeah.
do you think the reason she wanted to... Because obviously she doesn't want to stay on the island with Sawyer.
Yeah.
You think the reason she wants to leave the island because she knows Jack is going to leave the island and she wants to spend the rest of her life with Jack?
Maybe.
And that's the only reason.
But remember in the first season, she tried to get off. She tried to get on the raft, remember?
Right.
And she tried to like make her own ID and stuff like that.
True, but she knows, but now that they know that they are rescued, that she'll be, they'll know who she is. People know who she is.
Yeah.
Now, then she was just getting off the island. She didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
But I think that's why she wants off the island now. She doesn't. She's already chosen. She doesn't want to spend her life with Sawyer.
So you think now she's chosen Jack?
She's chosen Jack, but she wants to get. But it only work if she spends 30, 40, 50 years in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Jack ain't going to wait around for her.
Yeah.
Well, he might.
Yeah.
But
seems interesting. That's a pretty good point.
I think she has chosen.
We go to commercial break. We come back to Kate's flash forward. The prosecution does not have Kate's mother, Diane. She is sick and unable to
attend. She's got cold feet.
Yes, and the prosecution...
Which you can't cure that with your socks.
The prosecution says, we need to talk.
Can we approach the bench?
Yeah, and so they have their talks, and she wants 4 years, offers 4 years in prison.
No.
Kate doesn't want it.
No.
And he says, you know, she saved five other people. They said two died. I wonder who they said those two that were dead.
I don't know.
Of those eight that Jack said she rescued.
We don't know.
But
could have been Rose and Bernard.
Maybe. But he says, you know, we're not going to accept that. So then she offers 10 years probation and you stay put in California.
10 years.
Yeah. And then the lawyer doesn't want to accept that. But then Kate says, yes, it's fine. I want this to be over. Yeah. I have a baby now. I'm not leaving.
Right. So for the first time in her life,
she's not running away.
And but she's in 10 years, but who lives in that same state?
What do you mean?
Who lives in California?
Jack.
Dr. Jack Shepard.
So then she's leaving court.
Would she do the deal if he lived in, say, Nevada?
I don't know. We don't know, you know. Don't know. So she's leaving the court, kind of taking the back door out. And then Jack actually comes out and talks.
Clean shaven Jack.
Yes. Once again, he talks to Jack. And Kate tells Jack, you know, I've heard you tell this story so many times, I think you're starting to believe it. And Jack said, you know, I wanted to tell you that what I said, basically, no, I don't love you. I didn't mean what I said.
Oh, so Jack is chosen.
So he says, Kate says, you want to come back, you know, to the house with me?
Maybe, you know, a cup of coffee?
But
some Dharma
Jack
wine?
Says, oh, no, I have some stuff to do at the office,
right.
Back at the hospital. He goes, but maybe we can get some coffee. And then Kate shuts him down. And she says, I know you don't want to come over. It's because of my son.
Right.
And Jack kind of looks disturbed in the face. And he says, until you can accept that, there is no us. There is no us getting coffee together.
Right.
So then Kate leaves in the taxi, leaving Jack behind. And Kate returns home, talks to her nanny, then returns to her blonde son. And she wakes him up. He's about 3 years old, right?
Three or four, yeah. He couldn't watch TV.
No.
So he's obviously old enough to understand maybe
what TV is.
Yeah.
Well, it's around 2, 3, right?
Yeah, 3. If he were to see his mom on TV, he would know.
Yeah, yeah. It's
mommy.
Yeah. So then he goes, hi, mommy. And she goes, hi, Aaron.
Boom.
So she did not give birth to her own baby. It wasn't Sawyer's baby. She actually has Claire's baby
Aaron.
Wow.
Wow.
So what do you think about that?
I think there's a crackpot theory there.
Ooh, okay. All right. What do you think about the episode overall?
I liked it. It was obviously a good Kate episode.
Yeah.
I think it answered, like I said, answered some questions. Of course, confused us on some more.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it confused it. I mean, but it answered, you know, who she was going back to.
Right.
Answered a lot about what the Oceanic Six was or what story they told.
Well,
so
obviously,
we learned a lot about that.
Well, another reason why she can't go back to the island, she can't leave California.
Yeah.
She can't get on a plane.
Yeah, exactly. And we also found out that she wasn't pregnant.
Right.
So I think it answered a lot of questions. The thing that kind of spoiled this is for me is that a lot of the people that thought, you know, these theories and everything, she had to go back to her baby and all this kind of stuff, it kind of came true in this one. So it didn't seem like anything that was really out of place besides the Aaron.
But everyone thought it was going to be Sawyer's baby.
Yeah, Sawyer's baby. So that was a good twist at the end.
So now does this throw everyone's, because a lot of people think Sawyer's in the coffin.
Yeah.
So does this throw a wrench in the...
I think so.
That it's not Sawyer.
Honestly.
So we think Sawyer's probably still on the island.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the triangle's going to continue and it's going to be the back and forth. It's going to continue forever and ever, it seems like. But for right now, I think Sawyer in the coffin's kind of
on the lower side
of
the
who it could be. So another great episode. I didn't like it as much as the past two, though, but I still really like this episode.
I thought it was good.
Going pretty good. All right, Jack, are you ready to get some listener feedback?
I am so ready.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time, and we got a lot of great calls about today's episode, Egg Town. So, Jack, what do you say we get into those right now?
Let's do it, sir.
All right, here we go.
Hey, guys, I need clarification. If Niles opens his mouth and the grenade goes off,
Does that count as Locke blowing something up?
Jay and Jack, what is up? This is Gary from Ohio. Tell me you did not want to see that grenade go off as soon as Locke put it in Miles' grill. But hey, I'm calling because we learned a lot tonight, didn't we? You know, how old do you think Aaron is by the time of this flashback? 2, 3? And is Claire still trapped on the island, or is she dead? Your takes, I can't wait for the show. I'll be up till 1 a.m. waiting for your podcast. Have a good night, guys. Bye.
Hey, this is Bob Rocks from Detroit calling. Just contemplating on what the heck Aaron is doing with Kate. Maybe Claire dies. Maybe Claire says, I can't leave for some reason. Not allowed to leave. Kate takes a baby. I think none of the freighter people are going to make it off the island. I think the Losties are going to have to make a deal with Big Ben to get off the island. I think we're going to find he's in the corner behind a lot more than just Saeed. I could be wrong, but that's my theory. Got a whole party of people here. We just got done watching Lost, and just wanted to say hello to you guys out there. Great show. Keep it going.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is John from New York again. First, wow. This ending was ridiculous. I was just sitting there thinking that Kate would mention the baby's name was James or something for Sawyer, but she said Aaron. That was just as good as last week's ending, maybe even better. Lost is so good this season. I'm sure a lot of people probably have the same theory as me, but it's that the reason Kate has Aaron with her is because during the rescue of the Oceanic Six, Claire may have been killed or injured, or for some reason she couldn't come back. If she was killed, Kate probably just took Aaron and tried to save him as well, but maybe she was injured and gave Aaron to Kate in the hopes that Aaron would have a better life off the island, or something like that. Anyway, thanks for the podcast, and can't wait for next week's episode. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls. First step, we have a John Doe. If Miles opens his mouth and blows up, does that count as one of Locke's things he's blown
up? I think that does count as one of Locke's blowing something up. I think blowing up Miles would be a plus, so I think that would be, yeah, we'll have to give that, it would be a yes.
Well, I mean, but does Miles have a chance of getting them off the island? Would that really make it truly count as one of Locke's true blowing up victims?
Yeah, you never know what Miles is up to. Miles knows what's going on.
All right, okay.
The question just says, will Locke blow something up this season? What will be the first thing? Well, I don't know what it says, but...
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Gary from Ohio. Is Claire alive or dead? What do you think, Jack?
I think that's part of my crackpot theory.
Ah, okay.
A theory that more I think about it, I'm positive I'm right.
Okay, well, I'm going to say she's dead.
Yeah. We did have... go ahead. Finish the other call first.
Okay. Bob Rocks, freighter people are going to make it off the island. Do you think that?
They will make it off the island?
That's what he thinks now after this episode.
Doesn't look like Miles is going to make it off the island. Well, he might be the first one off the island, but in several pieces.
Exactly. Or it depends, I guess, on how strong his jaw is.
Yeah. I'm going to say that they all will not make it off the island.
Oh, okay.
I think McFly will make it off the island.
Mm-hmm.
The other two won't. Charlotte and Miles will not make it off the island.
Okay.
John, that's just a guess.
John from New York said, was Claire killed in the rescue, possibly? Do you think that could have been it? Maybe, you know, Desmond's vision that she was getting on the helicopter and something happened then that went wrong?
That could be it. Maybe that was his vision all along.
And then he just didn't see the further part after that. Maybe she fell off the helicopter or something. That'd be kind of gruesome.
That could be it. Yeah. Be a bad way for Claire to go.
So I guess I guess we'll just have to see how that one turns out. But I don't know. I don't know if she's killed. I think she's... Oh, wait. Did I say she was dead? I can't remember what I said earlier. Yeah, I think she's dead.
I think you said she is dead because you don't like her anymore.
No, I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of going
back and forth. You've tossed her aside.
But I'm thinking Claire isn't long for this island. Just the way they're kind of setting up her character, she's just kind of, I don't know, I think she's going to die pretty soon. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
And we had an email from Zach from New York. He made a good point about Claire.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I love Claire, but maybe she deserved to have her baby taken. Charlie's died just, what, two or three days in island time.
Yeah.
In Lost Island time. And it looked like she didn't even care today.
Well, maybe it's all inside. Maybe she's holding it inside, and she needs to cry on her own.
I don't know. Sawyer comes up to the thing to Kate, and she's like, "Ooh, okay, I'll go get some coffee so you two can talk."
No, I mean, come on, maybe
Charlie.
She's,
who?
Maybe she's putting on a strong front. Maybe deep down inside, she's really.
Hold on 1 second. First, you want your girl to die. Now you're defending.
No, I'm just saying she probably is dead. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, she's dead because she has no heart.
All right, Jack, are you ready to get to the next set of calls here?
We got one
from first time, long time. Dan from Kansas, Boston Pete, and Steve. Here we go.
Thank you, guys. Good work as always. First time, long time. I think it's definitely Claire in the coffin because I saw Aaron being taken by Kate early on in this tonight's episode. Also, I think that the helicopter pilot is Ben's man on the boat. He was too interested in Saeed to be just a bystander. And also, I think that the magnetism of the island is distorting the clocks, and the light is not falling quite right, as Daniel Faraday suggested. So please, let me know what you guys think. Thank you.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Dan from Kansas. Long time, first time. So, I'm trying to figure out, just after the Kate-centric episode, the real Oceanic Six we know includes Kate, Jack, Hurley, and Saeed. But what do we know about the Oceanic Eight that we heard tonight from Jack when he was on the stand? I assumed that Claire was counted as one of the Oceanic Six and was paired with Aaron. But we don't know if Aaron now is part of the original Oceanic Six or part of the Oceanic Eight. Also, we have Ben, because Ben wasn't on the Oceanic 815 airline, but is he counted? Does the general public know that he is part of the Oceanic Six or Oceanic Eight or not? So we have four guaranteed, and we have three more that are up in the air. Thanks for the podcast. Talk to you soon.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Boston Pete. Long time no talk. So I had to pause it. Got about 2 minutes left. She just pulled up in front of her house. I want to make my prediction now, being spoiler free. Sawyer is actually living with her. It's Sawyer's kid. I know everyone's saying blah, 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 but there is no reveal as to who the other member of the Oceanic Six yet. We know it's not going to be Hurley because he's in a mental institute. So who else could it be? It would not be necessarily Claire and her baby, because then that would make it the Oceanic Seven. Or maybe they just don't count the baby as one of the seven or six. My other crackpot theory prediction, the person that's in the casket is Daniel McFly, whatever his real last name is. But anyway, because you got to think about it, he's a short guy. Everybody's saying it's Ben, blah, blah, blah. Maybe it's Daniel Faraday, or whatever his name is. That's my crackpot theory. And who's in the coffin? Just to throw that in. All right. Talk to you later. See you, bye.
Hey, guys. This is Steve in Georgia. And I loved this last episode, and I was totally not expecting the ending there. The thing that struck me odd whenever I was watching it was whenever the lawyer for Kate acted like it was a vouch for her character that she had a son. And that just, I mean, you know, you have to be a good person to be able to be a good mother or whatever, but it just seemed like an over-the-top for her character just because she gave birth, and, you know. So that seemed just odd to me anyway. The question was, after the thing was, does everyone think that Aaron is hers? And I don't think that they do. I think that the eight survivors, as they, you know, that what they told everybody, that there were eight survivors, one of those they have said was Aaron's mother, probably, you know, probably just told them it was Claire. And so that they probably her character was that she took Aaron on. She took on a child that wasn't her own and took care of him and everything. And that's probably what was going on. So I think we could probably say that one of the other two of the eight that were supposedly originally that didn't die in the plane crash by their story was Claire. Another thing that helps bolster this is the fact that for it to be Kate would have had to be 9 months pregnant whenever she was on the plane. And they knew that wasn't the case because she was, she'd been arrested by that point. And so she couldn't really pull that off unless she would have had to admit that wasn't hers. Anyway, that's my theory. And love you guys. I'll be listening. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls. First up, first time, long time. Had to have this one. Claire is in the coffin.
Yes.
Do you think this is a logical one?
I think no. I'm going to say no. Yeah, Claire is not in the coffin.
And I go with this one along your theory that the reason why it couldn't have been an Oceanic 6 because there would have been all the press and everything.
Right.
There. And I think that kind of plays along the same thing.
It can't be someone that was someone from that plane.
I mean, unless she had an alias, but I don't know why she would have an alias. But yeah, I don't think it's Claire in the coffin.
No, I'm just we'll probably get 50 or 60 calls saying it is Claire, but no, I vote
but
no.
Yeah, I say no too. Dan from Kansas, who is the Oceanic 8? We've been worried about the Oceanic 6. Who's this Oceanic 8? Remember Jack said.
Yeah, well, they come back and say that two people that survived who died. Will they say Rose and Bernard died?
Who knows, and where does Aaron stand in all of this? Do you think he's part of the Oceanic 6,
I don't think he doesn't count, I don't think.
Because it depends
there was no baby on the manifest, right?
That we
know
Claire
of.
Pregnant.
We don't, that we've seen. We don't know, I don't remember there being a baby on the manifest.
Yeah.
We should ask Hurley or Frank, because they've studied the manifest.
Yeah, they have. But, I don't think Aaron's, and I wonder how Kate presented the fact that she had a kid,
There's possible she got pregnant. Island time is different from
island
time
exactly.
is different from time real time. That's what they're trying to tell us. So it's possible she got pregnant and who knows?
Yeah, I just wonder how they're gonna approach that with Kate. Or in like maybe a flashback on how she lied and how that did happen, whole exchange
happened. Probably not this season.
No, probably not. Boston Pete. His theory was that Sawyer is living with Kate. Sorry, I don't think so.
No.
Nope.
Well, he said it with 2 minutes left to go, right? He
popped. Yeah, yeah.
That would have been a cool call. Well, don't know.
I don't think so. I think Kate's kind of done with Sawyer. At least I hope so.
What do you got against Sawyer?
Nothing. I'm just kind of sick of poor Sawyer getting kind of thrown, tossed around by Kate,
Sawyer doesn't
seem to make up her mind.
Sawyer doesn't seem to mind. As soon as Kate comes over, here's some Dharma wine. We got some Xanadu playing in the background. Little Montezuma going upstairs. Little Montezuma's revenge.
Steve says, why would having a baby, be something on character?
Well, I think that it's not so much character, but she after Jack's testimony and nobody wants to send a mom to jail, especially a hero.
That's true.
So you kind of go, well, okay, you killed somebody, your best friend from when you're a kid, you killed because you couldn't stop and you were running from the law, and sure you had.
Well, no, yeah, I mean,
we can overlook that because you're a hero and you had a kid.
Well, that and the person she killed was an abusive husband
to,
like the lawyer said at the end of the thing. Yeah. So I guess you could put it that way.
Yeah. So that could have had something to do with it. And he also said something about how could she explain her pregnant, but I think it's a different time, like we said before, the different time on the island, which is over my head. I don't know what's going on with that. But
well, that and we don't know how much longer they are going to be on the island as well.
Right.
So I guess anything really is possible in that sense.
Yeah.
All right, anything else you would like to say, Jack?
No.
All right, now it's time for John Laconis's, a.k.a. Doc R's news segment, Through the Looking Glass, or I'm sorry, Hollywood and Vines. So, Jack, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
I
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Through the Looking Glass, a Lost News Digest recorded exclusively for Jay and Jack. I'm your host, Doc Arst, and it's great to be back here this week. I've got lots of news for you here on Lost Ratings. I've got some clips from my interview with Rebecca Mader and a few other special things. First thing, getting on here with the ratings. As you know, there was a slight decline in Lost's ratings, and a few people were upset about that, and a few of the naysayers in the press were making a big noise about how Lost was beginning to slip. Well, the plus 7 numbers came out this week, and Lost was number 3 out of all televised shows, gaining an average of 18% over its total audience, somewhere around 17 million in average. So the ratings are looking peachy for Lost. There's absolutely no concern on the network level. It's doing fantastic. Now, last week I had an opportunity to sit down and interview Rebecca Mader for UGO.com, and you can read that entire interview at lost.ugo.com. But there were a few questions that I saved specifically for the Jay and Jack podcast, and I'm going to play those for you right now. Rebecca was a great interview subject, very bubbly, very vivacious. Loved to talk to her, and she clearly loves the show. Let's hope she's on there for quite some time.
How are you right now? Are you in LA? Or?
Yes, I am.
When do you go back to Hawaii? Do you know yet?
As soon as possible, please.
And I guess that's the first question, really, is, you know, the writer's strike came along. What was that like for you personally?
Oh, I was gutted. I was having such a good time. Luckily, I mean, I had been out there for a few months, so I had kind of, like, gone to spend some time out there and have a great time. But, yeah, I was really, really disappointed, and I really didn't think it was going to last this long. I was really optimistic, and I was like, oh, shit, I really thought it was going to be, like, 3 weeks or something. I didn't think it was going to be 3 months, you know?
Have you been following the fan scene at all? You know, the new characters are being very well received.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yours in particular, which is a...
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. It's, you know, and that's a struggle for new people coming to the show. They,
yeah.
You know, the line is that they have a tendency to get killed off by the audience. You know, you got guys like...
So true. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. I'm so happy people like me. I might live a bit longer.
Yeah, you know, I mean, she, too, I mean, she's like, I think probably the character that seems the most connected to what's going on. I mean, the rest of them, you know, have their own things going on, but she looked at the Dharma logo and seemed to really know what that meant. Do you know what that meant, or did they just kind of tell you, you know, act like you know what this symbol
is? Yeah, I have no idea.
Really?
I have no idea what's going on, no. I mean, I just knew from watching the show that, you know, to see a polar bear in a strange environment was in keeping with the show, and I recognized that it was a Dharma, you know, logo, but that's literally all I knew about it. That and that Sam was blowing up my nostrils. That's about it, you know what I mean?
Now, where did they film that scene? Because I know they film everything in Hawaii, but that...
Yeah, that was on the island as well.
Really?
Yeah, it was like this sand quarry, and they just managed to get all these angles where all you saw behind us was sand, and then they had these ginormous industrial fans blowing all, you know, loads of fake movie sand sideways up my nose. So it looked great. It didn't feel great, but it looked great.
Now, how much do you know about your character? Obviously, you know 8 episodes worth at this point. Have they told you much what comes beyond that? Or?
No. I mean, I really am pretty clueless. you know, it's crazy. And everybody, you know, asks that question. I'm like, I don't know. I really want to know, you know. I mean, I really hope I get to do some really fun stuff and get to discover more about this character, because it's the most interesting thing I've ever done. To play someone so ambiguous in such an ambiguous environment is really, really, really unique. I've never had to do this before in my entire career. So I feel like I'm almost in the same seat as the audience, like, you know, what the hell's going on and what the hell's going to happen next, you know? It's really exciting, actually.
What's the reception been like for the new people amongst the old characters? I mean, those guys have been together now for...
God, they've been together for years.
Yeah.
They, well, a lot of my stuff has been, you know, like in the beginning and stuff that you've seen me, it was just kind of me and the old kids on the block, you know? And they were just, they're fantastic. I mean, it's such an amazing group of peeps. I mean, they're so welcoming, and it's like I've been there forever. They're just really, 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 really welcoming. They include me, and I just sort of felt part of the team really, really, really quickly, which was really, really nice. They totally get my stupid sense of humor, and I feel free to just kind of, like, be myself, you know? It's really nice.
Now, I read that you actually suggested that Charlotte be a British character.
Well, originally the character was American. So when I first got the audition, I got it, and I was just like, ooh, yeah, that's what I want to do. That's what I want the next stage of my career to be. I'm going to be on Lost. That's what I'm going to do. So I really just, like, went for it and just really decided that that's, I really, really wanted it. Do you know what I mean? And when I went in and met with the boys, I'm like, you know, obviously I'm English. What do you reckon? And they were like, yeah, you know, we could do that. You know, Naomi was English. And I had no idea who Naomi was at the time because I hadn't seen the show. I'm like, yeah, exactly, you know. I didn't really know who Naomi was, you know. But, yeah, so I busted out the English accent. And they were like, yeah, it's cool. It works that way. So I was really happy because most of the stuff I do, I have to speak in an American accent. So I was really pleased to get to talk like this, you know.
What was it that attracted you to working on Lost?
Well, I mean, I hadn't even seen that much of it, but I knew it was really good, and I always had the intention of getting those DVDs and spending some time. So it just seemed like such a sort of sexy opportunity. I was like, yeah, it just felt right from the beginning. I was like, I want this. It's so well liked, and I know that it's really well done, and I just wanted to be a part of some really, really good TV because it's hard to find these days, you know.
Definitely. Did you go back and watch the entire series in preparation?
Oh yeah, hardcore. Like before I got the part, before I got the offer, I went out and I bought season 1 and 2 on DVD, and I thought, you know, if I start watching it, I'll get the job. Like I'll put it out to the universe. I know this sounds really cheesy, but I was just like, you know, I'd just seen The Secret, and I was like, I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to act as if it's already mine, and I'm just waiting for the phone call, whatever. They just haven't picked up the phone yet. So I was actually watching it. I was on, like, episode 4 or 5 of season 1 when I got the phone call. I was like, yay, it worked! Yay! It totally worked! I was so pleased with myself, but I ended up watching all 3 seasons in about 2 and a half weeks, and I saw the season finale of season 3 right before I went to work the first day in Hawaii. I was like watching it in my hotel room.
Wow, your head must have nearly exploded. That's a lot of information.
I know! In such a short amount of time. And it was so intense because, like, you know, I was like in my hotel room. I'd gone out early for fittings and stuff. I was in my hotel room with the curtains drawn. And I was like, just one more. I couldn't stop, you know. I was like a drug addict. And I was up late all night watching them. And then I went to work for the first day and went, you know, in the jungle, and a bunch of them were already in, you know, doing a scene, and I hadn't met anyone yet. And I'm like sitting there, and I just finished the show, and out comes like Locke and Claire and Hurley come walking towards me on a break, and I'm like, oh my God. I was like, this is not happening. It was such a surreal moment, you know. I'm like, how did I climb inside my Mac laptop? Like now I'm in it, you know.
Sure.
Did my head in. It was a really cool moment.
Did you come away with any theories as to what the island was?
No.
No.
I've got a bunch that I've always had, and, you know, even being on it hasn't really helped. I'm trying to figure out, you know, what the dealio is, you know?
I'm sure. Is it something that's discussed much on the set amongst the actors? You know, this season especially, I mean, this stuff seems to be coming out fast and furious, or... are people, you know, trying to figure out, oh, man, did you see this next scene, and what could this mean? You
know? Not so much. I feel like on our downtime, we tend to talk about, you know, the iPhone versus the BlackBerry and stupid shit like that. You know? Like, when we're not actually sort of working, we're sort of like saying, you know, what's at craft service? Are there any good snacks out, you know? It's more just sort of like chilling, easy breezy kind of conversation, you know.
Sure. And they haven't, I think I asked you this initially, but they haven't given you a date to return to work yet.
No, not yet. I hear rumors, but I'm hoping we're going to go back in March and get back to work, you know.
And that concludes the interview. And on that note, so far, 3 sources: Jorge Garcia, Ryan Oza in Hawaii, and Lost Virtual Tours have all stated that it looks like Lost is going to return to production somewhere around March 10th. And, of course, the new news is that, you know, Lost is going to, it's going to end this first pod on the 7th episode, and then return on April 24th with episode number 8 and run the new the five new episodes after that. And Damon Lindelof has said, has stated that they're not going to eject any of the story material that they had planned for season eight. They are going to compress it all into those five episodes. So I thought it was moving pretty darn fast up to this point. I can only imagine what it's going to be like once we get to that last five stretch. It's going to be coming at us fast and furious. In other Lost news, don't forget that next Tuesday the game Via Domus comes out for PC, Xbox 360, and PlayStation 3. I have a copy on hold here at GameStop. I wasn't going to mess around with ordering it and waiting the extra day. So hope to bring you some information on that next week. We also, if the schedules hold out, we're going to have Jeff Jensen here next week and perhaps some more Lost peeps. I'm certainly working on it, and we will definitely keep you apprised as soon as those plans are made. Thanks for joining me this week, and look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, thanks, John. Now it's time for our season four contest, Lost Podcast contest update. What do you have for us, Jack?
Are you sure that's what we're doing? Over
yes,
there?
I am. Sorry.
Is it late? Are you tired?
I am tired. It's getting late.
It is late.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we had two questions answered.
Okay.
Number two. Will we find out who Cade had to get back to? And I think it's pretty obvious.
Claire's baby Aaron.
Hold on a second.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Whose thunder are you stealing here?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I don't want to say it now.
I'm sorry.
It was worth 42 points, by the way. The answer was yes, 42 points. So if you said yes, you got 42 points. You didn't have to have a name on there.
All right, just yes was the answer?
Yes was the answer.
All right.
Jeez.
Sorry.
And number 12, is Kate pregnant?
The answer is,
do you want to go?
Daily Devil.
The answer is no. And that was also worth 42 points. So if you got that right, if you got both right, that's 84 points.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Jack, now, are you ready for your crackpot theory?
Theory
of the week. I'm excited for this one.
I am so ready for the crackpot theory.
Because last week's, I think, was a gigantic one people are talking about all over the place. Can you match
because
it?
Well, I think the funny part is 99.9% of the people have agreed with me on my last crackpot theory. Ooh.
No, sorry. But it did stir up a lot of, you know, thoughts, discussion. Do you think this one can live up to that one?
I think this one is right on the money.
Oh, all right.
You know what? I'm going to go as far as to... I'm a Babe Ruth it.
You're going to point?
No, I'm going to point to it. I'm going to
call your shot?
I'm going to Joe Namath. Super Bowl III. I'm going to guarantee it.
Okay. All right. Wow, that's a big, bold claim. So what do you say we get into that crack?
What happens if I'm wrong? Big deal.
People go to jail peacefully, quietly.
Is John Locke going to put a grenade in my mouth? Is he going to kick me out of Raleigh?
He may.
Go ahead, John.
All right, let me get the drum set.
I guess I'm a sheep, though. I kind of got his haircut.
Here we go.
All right. I like this new... You know, we really got to film it one time. Do that Ustream thing. See that you're not really hip, that you're a dork.
Whatever. Just do your that's just get out of
that's
here.
That's just mean. All right, I apologize. Yeah.
It is mean. I'm hurt dork. Deep down inside.
All right. So we all know there's a secret going on.
Okay.
Hurley's keeping
yes.
a secret. Jack's keeping a secret. And Jack was so concerned that Hurley would give up that secret.
Mm-hmm.
Kate's obviously keeping a secret.
Yep.
I think we found out today what the secret is.
Okay.
That Kate has Aaron.
Yes. Now, you think that is the secret? The whole basis of it?
That is the secret. Because Claire was bringing her baby to Los Angeles for what?
To give it up for adoption.
Give it up for adoption. I think Claire is dead.
Okay.
I think Claire has died. And her dying, she found out before she died that if she gave her baby up for adoption, the people that were, I think Ben told her or someone over there told her,
mm-hmm.
the people that were going to adopt her baby.
Were bad people. Okay.
They could not be trusted.
Okay.
Could not give your baby up and have it raised by another.
Okay.
So she gave the baby to Claire to raise.
You mean gave it to Kate?
Give it to Kate
mm-hmm.
to raise her baby.
Okay.
So that, because if she landed, if that baby landed in, was rescued,
yeah.
the people that adopted
would have
the baby.
Maybe the rights to it?
They would have the rights to the baby.
Okay.
So, this way they can't say it's Claire's baby.
Okay.
They have to say it's Kate's baby. Mm-hmm. So that's why Kate doesn't want to show it on TV. That's why she doesn't want to expose it.
Yeah.
You know, use it in the courtroom and stuff.
Yeah.
Give it, you know, least publicity as you can.
Uh-huh.
So that's the secret.
Okay.
And that's the whole secret they're keeping. They can't let him know.
You think it's just that and not the secret that there is still more survivors?
There might not be any more survivors. That might be it.
So you're okay. So you're saying
I'm saying that
the whole secret
there might be some survivors as far as Rose, and I think the big secret is
okay.
I think as far as Jack, he knows that he can't. Claire's dying.
It's all in protection of Claire's dying wish that Aaron stay with Kate.
Right.
Okay. I say that's I say it's believable.
Yeah.
It's not as far fetched as last week. All right. But so
I think that's what it is.
So
basically, they're keeping a secret that Claire's. That Aaron was Claire's baby.
Okay.
So that the people that were going to adopt Claire's baby
mm-hmm.
cannot have him.
All right. And?
That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
All right. Take it as you will.
Yes. All right. And if anyone argues with me,
yeah,
I'll be knocking on your door and bringing a grenade and putting it in your mouth.
But come on. You can't threaten people with grenades in their mouth. We get in trouble for that,
hold on,
I think.
Hold on a second.
I think we get in trouble for that.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
That's your hero.
I didn't really like Locke in this episode. I'll admit it. He was kind of, he was disappointing me a little bit. I'll admit that.
This is a dictator podcast. So
you're a dictator now?
I'm now a dictator.
Okay, all right.
I'm kidding. I don't even have a grenade.
Okay. Maybe that's good. I'm glad you don't.
Maybe
I'm
M80.
I feel a bit better now.
Maybe an M80.
Oh, man. You're going to scare the people, Jack. All right. So, Jack, ready to close the show?
It's getting late. Yeah, I'm getting a little punchy.
All right. You ready to close out the show?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. All right, guys. That is our show for this Friday.
Yes, it is.
I'm scared. I don't want to step on your toes or anything. I want a grenade in my mouth. Well, that's what you shaved your head now. I mean, you cut it really short anyway.
I gave myself a little scar right here by my eye.
I'm getting a little bit scared. Give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
206-309-0311. Calling time. With those questions, comments, and or theories. Also, you can give us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. Wisconsin's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can check out our website at jandjack.com with all important information related to our show, like our MySpace page, our listener forum, where you can discuss the episode right after it airs, or all of your other theories, or stuff that's not even related to Lost. You can even talk to Jack and I. That's at lostpodcast.proboards2.com, or you can click the link on our website at jandjack.com with all cool information related to our show, including links to our survey, our store, and much, much more. That's about all I have. Anything else you want to say?
That's all I got.
All right. Thank you, guys. We'll see you.
Wait.
Oh, go ahead.
Forget the March 15th.
March 15th.
It's coming up fast.
Podcast for Autism. Lots of cool stuff working on that. Yes. We're excited.
Starting about 3:30
in the afternoon.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
Yep.
Up until Sunday at 4:00.
4:30.
Yeah. 4:30 p.m.
That would be 25 hours.
Sorry, I can't do math. All right. We'll see you guys.
You're trying to slack off already.
I know.
All right. What did I do with that grenade?
Hey, if I can shave off 30 minutes, I can shave off 30 minutes. Get some extra sleep. All right,
well,
guys.
Jack shaved in this episode, so why couldn't you shave?
Exactly. I thought it was okay. All right, guys. We'll see you this Monday when we further analyze this episode some more and look ahead to the next episode. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.